Get ready, America. It's the debut of Joey and Lester right here on FetLifeStation.com. You know Joy from the Boogie Baby. She's got a lot to say. Was it a long journey? Gonna give you all that plus news information and a whole lot more. Let's go.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up. Oh no, but we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
Joy is getting ready. Hold tight.
What's up? This is Joy Boogie from the Bronx. Welcome to the FetLifeStation.com talk radio. I am your illustrious host, Joy Boogie, and we have my partner, Mr. Lester, and Lester on my side. How you doing today, bro?
Yo, you got jokes, man. Oh, man. Joy was good.
Baby, I can't call it. We made it to another day. That's about it. We're going to kick it from here and hopefully have a better one tomorrow.
All right. Now, as we do on FetLifeStation.com, we got to big up the family. How's the husband? How's the son? How's the daughter?
Everyone is great. The son is wonderful, by prominent future football player, NFL star, Mr. DJ Brown. Then we have Miss Lil Nunu, who did our promo. I'm so her. She sounds so adorable, so cute. And the husband is right by my side. He's doing homework with the babies, and he's letting mommy do her job.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to talk for a little bit, and we're going to chop it up, and hopefully everybody will tune in to us next week. Same boat, same bat time, same bat channel, and we'll get us some more conversation going. But I'm here just to give a little background, a little story about tongue cancer. There's been no word on anything related to tongue cancer. Everything with cancer is always about breasts, but there are other body parts that are affected that are. So many people are suffering, and we want acknowledgement as well. You know, we don't want to just be thrown into the whole category of breast cancer, because if I don't have something, please don't give it to me. That's all I'm saying. Like, I already got tongue. I don't need breast and tongue. Like, let's give me one at a time.
Wait, Joy, you got to be careful when you say those words. Come on, Joy. Come on. I know your husband is there cracking up right now.
I'm just saying, like, all right, it's bad enough you done gave me the other one. But Gina, you're going to take my titties, too. I can't take it. Hey, give me one at a time, Lord, please. That's all I'm saying. I'm obedient. I'm listening. I heard you loud and clear. I just want to be able to just work with one thing at a time. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Yeah. But how's the weather today? I went outside for a hot second. We in New York. How's it going on? It was real cold today.
Yeah. What? Please, man. Listen. It's like, you might as well just bundle up, man.
That's it's time to bust out them furs.
Yeah. Or the quarterfields. Remember the quarterfields?
Listen, all I'm saying is I'm wearing my mink, okay?
Uh-oh.
I don't care what nobody say. I'm busting out the mink. I only get to wear that joker one good time, and you have to wear it in New York. You can't wear it nowhere else, so I will be wearing it tomorrow.
Watch out for the animal rights people. They're going to throw some paint on you.
Hey. I wish they would. I'm waiting for the confrontation. I paid my money. The animal was not harmed. They were not awake when it happened.
Yo, come on.
They're going to get me, Lord. They're going to get me. You know what? I might stay in the house tomorrow.
Just for that. Come on.
Oh, man. But if anybody didn't know, I just want to give a little background. So, unfortunately, Joy Boogie from the Bronx was diagnosed with tongue cancer in February. And my whole world turned upside down. I went from COVID testing people on cruise ships, traveled all around the world for free on Carnival cruises, to having cancer when I get back. Having to have emergency surgery. Right, I found out February 7th, had surgery February 15th, had to remove a tumor from my tongue. There is such thing as tongue cancer, but they don't have a category by itself. That's probably why most people don't hear about it. It's actually in the category of head and neck cancer. So if you look up head and neck cancer, that's where you'll find tongue cancer. You won't find it by itself. And the colors for tongue cancer are burgundy and ivory. So we're actually giving a little tutorial today, let people know that there are other colors besides pink. And my color for head and neck is burgundy and ivory. And we celebrate head and neck in April. So hopefully for April we'll do something big and have, maybe a little shout-out segment for people to call in and, give a little shout-out to someone who may have head and neck cancer that day. But other than that, that's the beginning of my journey. And I'm going to take you guys on a ride with me as I go through this. So right now, I'm in treatment. I'm feeling good. I got my chemo pump on. I have the pump that goes with you and goes home with you. And you have to keep it on for 5 days, and then you get disconnected from the pump. So that's what I'm going through right now. But as you can hear, I'm in good spirits. I'm not letting nothing stop me. I'm on the freaking radio, guys. I'm on the freaking radio. Like, hello. Come on.
You got you.
Cancel where? Nothing ain't stopping nothing over here. Not a thing. Oh, my God. Lester, let me tell you what happened yesterday. I took a gummy. Oh my God.
Wait, what kind of gummy now?
I took a gummy. I get the good stuff because I got the medical card.
Medical gummies, you know. Okay.
Yeah. So I get the good. And baby, what I tell you. It's a different kind of thing when you're not your weight. You gotta know what weight class you're in with those things. I'm giving a PSA, a public service announcement.
So you had the overweight gummies or what?
I had an overweight gummy. Yes, exactly. I had a gummy for when I was bigger, instead of what I am today. And Lord have mercy, when I tell you. I was stuck on stupid. and sitting there staring at the walls, and my husband looking at me like, babe, why don't you just go to sleep? Just go to sleep. Why are you fighting it? I said, I don't know why. I don't know why. I was just sitting there like, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so God. Tired. Man, that day, first of all, it gave me an appetite, which was wonderful. I never really lost my appetite, but it did make me want to eat. And I also was sleepy because sometimes I get insomnia. So if anybody is questioning whether they should dibble dabble in a little bit of gummy partakage, I would definitely recommend it because it does the job. And know your weight class. Now, I just gained 7 pounds. Yay! We got to give a horn for that.
Yay!
I gained 7 pounds, guys. My journey is, I'm on my way to getting back to my old self. I lost, during this whole process, guys, I lost 100 pounds within like 6 months. It was dramatic. It was drastic. It was a lot. And now every day is a win. I don't care if it's 1 pound, it's a win. If it's 2 pounds, it's a win. So we got 7 on our belt, and we're going to keep on going and keep on going and keep on going. But yeah, my gummy experience yesterday was a trip. It was.
Yo, you see now I would just have to go there. You weren't like the lady that was on Facebook that was trying to microwave something in the safe.
No. I was just a lady. I don't know if y'all watch TikTok, but it's some TikToks where the guy be like, he took a gummy and then he's sitting in the car. But then he didn't move. And then the car didn't, it was in park. And then he was trying to go to the store. But he was still in park. Like, he never left his house.
Never left.
That's how I was. I was like that. I was like, okay. My husband came in. He was like, why don't you go to sleep? Like, I was literally sitting up fighting sleep.
Damn.
So I said, okay, it's working. This is good stuff. This is good stuff here. This is good stuff here.
Heavyweight gummies, Dad.
Yeah, I have 50 milligrams. So if I took 50 at 151 pounds and that took me out, I'm thinking I might need to go down to 25 milligrams.
Those must be Mike Tyson gummies right there.
Yeah. There were some strawberry shortcake ones, little gummy. They taste pretty good, but baby, oh my goodness, that thing took me out. So we ain't gonna talk about that. But what's on your mind, sir? How's everything going with you?
Listen, everything is going good, and I just pulled up something, you know, in reference to tongue cancer. I'll just read one or two of them. It's like there's something called floor of mouth cancer. Cancer. They say it's often mistaken for a canker sore, right on the floor of the mouth, you know. And they say that's where cancer begins, in the horseshoe-shaped area under the tongue.
And now let me tell you about mine. Okay, now what you said was under the tongue. That's the floor. My cancer is on the outside. So now the outside of the tongue is its own category.
Wow.
So the lining where you have the tongue that makes a U that goes all the way around.
Right.
That outer part, that's where the tumor was on the left side. And how I started, if I don't do anything else, I have to do this. I want to please, everyone that's listening to us. Can we see how many people listen to us? No? Can't see?
I can send you that once we get off the air.
Oh, okay. No, I just want to see if we have some people listening right now because I wanted to really say something important. I would love for everyone, go see your dentist, please. If I had gone to see my dentist earlier and not have been afraid, I would have caught, my cancer is unfortunately stage 4. And that's pretty much the end of the rope type of cancer. But I am a child of God, and I fear no one but him. And I know on paper it looks a little funky, but God got the last say in what's my journey on this planet. So we ain't even going to talk about that. But I just want everyone at the sound of my voice, please go to the dentist. Even if you feel it, you say something. Even if it's a doctor. Let me tell you something. You can't go to jail for telling your doctor you smoke weed.
There you go.
Okay? Please. You can smoke weed. It's okay. The doctor has no connection to the NYPD or your job. HIPAA will not allow them to tell your business. Okay? I need for you guys to be honest with the doctors, because when you're going under for anesthesia, the anesthesiologist needs to know your pain tolerance. Right. If you're smoking weed all day, your tolerance may be a little high. So they might need to up your little dosage. Because trust me, if you don't say something, you're going to wake up in the middle of your surgery. Mm. I've seen it. It has happened. Please tell the doctor the truth. They will not send you to jail for smoking weed. Okay? It's already legal in New York. We try to get around the world. But for now, I'm just asking all my Bronxites, all my Brooklynites, all my Harlem Boogie Shuffles, my Queens people, Queen Bees and Kings, everybody, Long Island, all of y'all, please go to the dentist. If you go tomorrow, the first day that you go back is the first step to find out, making sure that you don't have mouth cancer. Because mouth cancer is one of the rare ones that we don't really find until it's too late, because no one checks for it. Mm. Yes, mouth cancer is one of those cancers I've been researching, and it's one of those cancers that people don't find out until it's too late, like myself. I wouldn't have never thought to tell my orthodontist to give me a biopsy on my tongue. My tongue, what happened, I keep starting and I don't finish. My tongue, the reason how I got a tumor on my tongue is because my tooth was sharp and was sticking me in the side of my mouth, inside of my tongue, and it kept digging in the side. And unfortunately, I was a smoker. And yeah, you wouldn't know that. If you didn't know me, if you don't know me, you wouldn't know that I smoked. That was my private thing. But anyway, I did, and I don't anymore. And that's my choice. You choose to still smoke, that's on you, because when it's time for you to stop, you're going to stop on your own. I'm not here to judge nobody. I just want what's best from what I'm going through. And I stop, and I feel my lungs rejuvenating, like, ooh, I feel good. I can walk. I can, you know, do a little exercise and things like that. But one thing about it, once I stopped, when I found out I had cancer and I stopped that day, the Lord took away from me the urge to smoke anything. I will never smoke again in my life. And I have no desire, which is a good thing, because it's hard when you still have the desire. That's when it becomes a problem and becomes a challenge, when it's still a desire. But I don't have a desire anymore. My husband could do him all day long, and it doesn't matter. People around me can smoke. I could be at a hookah place. Does not bother me one bit. I am so content in my newfound life, and it's working for me. It's working for me. I just got to get a little fluffy again, and we'll be back on track.
A little fluffy.
Yes, I got to get a little fluffy again. Wow. But, you know, it's definitely, I want to bring awareness to our community, the African-American community. We definitely have to normalize going to the dentist and going to the doctor and telling the truth when we go. That's what I want to normalize. We got to do that. Because we're too old now. It's an old head still out here not telling the truth at these doctor's appointments, men and women. And you'd be surprised how many people still smoke.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot of them.
And it's even more now because it's legal, especially up here.
Yeah.
So, you know, tell the truth. Just let them know this is what I engage in. Because trust me, guys, as we get older, these things will affect us down the line. Oh, shout out to my baby, Nunu. We got a book coming out, guys. I want you guys to look out for our book called Mommy and... No, excuse me. It's called Mommy, Why Did You Slow Down? By Joy E. Dina Brown. And it's about the conversation to have with your child about cancer when your child is between the ages of 5 and 13. It's a little age group book. It's illustrations and some words, but it's a personal. It's from my journal for when I was going through surgery and how I had to explain to her, because she asked me, was she going to get cancer when she's my age? And I didn't think I was going to have that conversation.
That's you know, hard.
She's little. Yeah, it was hard. You know, it was very hard. But I think what got me through it all was her honesty and really wanting to know, because she's my little helper around the house. Like, when I was at my worst, she's right there on my hip. Mommy, you okay? You need this, you need that, you need this, you need that. Now, my son, on the other hand, you know, I don't want to put him on blast, but he's 13, and he had a hard time, and it's to be expected. I'm his superhero. I'm his mom, you know. It was me and him against the world before his sister got here. And he was 7 when she came, so he was already here, popping and locking, doing everything. And now he got another little person that he's responsible for to help me with. And now mommy's man down, you know. So it was hard for him, but I'm going to do a sequel to the book for him. But for now, Mommy, Why'd You Slow Down will be coming out soon on Amazon. I will let everybody know the link you can get it from. You can purchase it. And it is such a touching, it made me cry every time I read it. It made me cry every time. And not only because it's sad, because it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. The way the words are put together, I have to big up Miss Carla, who helped me out with the ghostwriting. She is awesome. She did a wonderful job. And everything is from my journal. She wrote the whole to help me put the thing together with my journal. It's a wonderful experience. I will never, ever, I want to be able to leave a legacy, you know, definitely leave a legacy for her. And she even told me that she wanted to do another part to the book, because we doing things like going shopping and what we do when we do, you know, laundry and not laundry. That they would be like, y'all lying. You don't never do no laundry. Hey, looking like, really? I know you ain't about to say a lie about that. I'm telling on myself. That's another part, too. We got to put the husband on, too, so we can hear his take on this whole cancer thing, because it definitely takes a toll on the entire family. And on the entire family, everybody's affected by it. But if you just have a support system, a really tight support system, even if it's one person, and I don't mind being that one person for somebody, even though I'm going through what I'm going through, I still want to be able to help somebody else, you know, because when I go to these different radiation sessions and different chemo sessions, like today I was in chemo and it was a couple of people that didn't have nobody with them, and I was fortunate enough to have my sister, you know, she takes care of me, and I am so appreciative of her putting her stuff on hold to take care of me. You know, family's everything. Family is everything. And if you need a bonus family, we right here. We right here. Anybody need a bonus family, right here, because I know how important it is to have someone just to call you and just ask how you're doing. Because trust me, it'd be days when I don't even want to move. But I still do, because I know I got these kids over here that need me. They didn't ask for this. They didn't ask for the mom to be the kids with the mama that's sick. Mm. You know? I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wow, my kids went from being the kids with the mom that's always at work, always gone. She brought them things. She bring them stuff from the different places, but she always gone. To now, they're the kids with the mama that's sick. So, it's like night and day right now. It's like night and day.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I just thank God every day that I wake up. That's all that matters, that I wake up and I can make a better decision about a new day. So, anybody have any questions they want to ask? Anybody want to drop a little shout out to somebody? Whatever. Please feel free. We can dial the number, which is 516. Hold on one. I got it. I did have it.
or they could just hit the chat line real quick.
Yes, hit the chat line, guys. Hit the chat line. Oh, 516-279-7486. Drop us a line or drop us a chat. And feel free. We're here till 7, guys. We're here till 7.
Yep, and we're going
to... Oh, we're going to take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All right, we have a quick music interlude.
It's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby. That's the difference when you're my baby. That's how it is when you're. Nobody make me stop the world. Feel my thug passion. Give you what you ask for. So tell me if you want action. Until the lights back on. I got the one we could last long. And I need never knew my job. Feel like what I waited for night long. I pull up in my fashion. Every light flashing anyway. We can go ahead and just head out. And chill up in my villa to get out the whole night. Just get in the drop top, take the head out. And cruise with your head outside. Go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby. That's the difference when you're my baby. That's how it is when you're. Me stop the world. Tell me, what do we do when these people don't know what you've been through?
We're back.
Yes,
you know
we
what?
Are.
I had a quick question.
Okay.
I was talking to another girlfriend of mine, right? And we wanted to know, because she's single, so she wanted to know, what is going on out here? It is rough. People not being honest.
It ain't rough.
It's rough because there's nobody being honest anymore. And these older cats, what's going on? They wait until they get in their damn near 60s and stuff to want to settle down, but then now they all broke up.
Yo, Pastor Gerald told her the heating pad.
Y'all trying to get a damn nurse assistant instead of a wife.
That's what they need.
That's crazy.
Yo, listen, man. Listen.
We gotta talk about this.
Yeah. We're gonna start to cover a whole lot of topics, man, and you know. Remember, right now, it's Christmas time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, we got to do the Christmas thing and the Kwanzaa thing and the...
Yeah, Kwanzaa and Christmas.
Yeah, we got to do it all. Christmas.
And Hanukkah.
And
Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year, whatever the
food is. Yeah, let's put that
celebrate.
In here, too.
Yeah, we're going to touch everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, but yeah, there's a lot of these, I'll call call them the Deuce and the Quarters and the Cadillac Jacks, you know?
Not Cadillac Jack. Yeah. What is a Cadillac Jack?
All them old dudes that are pimping these young girls, you know?
Yes.
With the Deuce and the Quarters and the Cadillacs, you know? And like you say, it's time for them to settle down. And bodies broke down, and, you know, that's when you get the, hey, baby girl, you know, all that, all those cats right there, you know?
Yeah. I just know that I think it's so unfair that they would even put that out there. When you know you all broke up, just tell the truth. Don't be having these ladies getting married, having these big old weddings and stuff, and getting all together, and your stuff ain't even working because your diabetes is flaring up, or you got erectile dysfunction stuff going on. Like, you did all your cat-tomming, what's that thing called? Tomcatting. Did all that stuff in your 20s and your 30s, and even your 40s. And then you get in your 50s and stuff, and now you need a caregiver. Really?
Listen, all the cat daddies out there are now kittens again.
Okay. Meow. Meow.
All the cat daddies are now kittens. But
okay, but they need somebody to pour them a little milk and get their life. And then they got the nerve to not want a chick that's all run through and run down. Ain't that something?
Listen.
You gonna bring your old public enemy number one penis over here, been outside in the world, over here, over to the young ladies and talking about you, she can't have a body count. Girl, please. If you don't sit down somewhere, mister, sit down. Have several seats. Several seats.
But believe it or not, there's still some of these young girls that are still down for that because a man got a little bankroll, you know?
Got a little bankroll. Money always, you know, money makes the world go round. We know this. Mm-hmm. That's a given. So if you got the right bank for it, then you're going to pay for what you get.
True.
So it depends on what you pay for and how much is what you're paying for. Because you ain't going to get wifey stuff with girlfriend coins.
No, that is true.
If she's smart.
That's $100,000.
If she's smart. Because like I'm teaching my nieces right now, I have beautiful, gorgeous nieces, right? Not going to put them on blast because they always say, Auntie, don't talk about me, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they are gorgeous and they'll be 18 soon, right? And I always say to them, a chick with options is a bad mama jamma.
Mm-hmm.
When you have options, you don't have to fall for anything. You hear me? You can put out what you want, how you want, when you want. And there's nothing nobody can do about it. And you can say no at any given moment. So therefore, my words of wisdom to all the young ladies out here is when you have options, my love, you do not have to settle at all. At all. And that's coming from Auntie Joy. That's not from Joy Boogie. That's from Auntie Joy. That's my little motherly other lady over there. You know, I got a couple. Did I tell you that I have several personalities?
Were you bipolar?
I think so. A little bit. Just a little bit, you know. I'm at one with my people, though. So you ain't got to worry about us. We good. I know them by name. They have names, actually, too. So, you know, they'll pop in every now and then, and we'll just have to address them by name because we have Joy, we have Edina, we have Goldie, who's my dad. Well, I got to change my name now because those was the old Joy. This is now post-cancer Joy. We got to get some new names. Oh, I got to figure that out. Well, we got Joy J Boogie, so that's one. And Joy, we're going to deal with them, too. But it works out better when you can address them. Because there's some chicks running around here that don't know they got different people running around in their head, and they just talking for each other.
At the same time.
At the same time. Exactly. Not knowing whether they're coming or going. So I know which way I'm coming. I know which way I'm going. So therefore, it's okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
I had something else I wanted to say, too. But, Dad, what was he? Oh, you know what? I am very, very, very disturbed about what's going on with this Puff Daddy stuff. I don't know if it's a conspiracy going on or what, but first Bill Cosby, no, was it first R. Kelly, then Bill Cosby, or was it Bill Cosby, then R. Kelly? Well, can't remember which one went first, but it seems to me all of our big people who made big contributions, all of a sudden, they become sexual deviants.
Wait, hold on now. Hold on. I got to just let you know that Jay Buddha Bless says, hey, Joy, from the Bronx. Hey, Lester. And Jay Buddha Bless says, single life sucks. Come on, Jay Buddha. Why is that? Not to cut you off, Joy, but you know, Jay Buddha. Jay Buddha.
It sucks big time, and I hate it for you guys. I want y'all to get better. Like, what do we have to do to get it out here? We got to give these men some pointers. We got to give these women. So I'll give the women. No, matter of fact, how about we do this, Lester? Why don't we do this? Why don't we switch places, and you give the women, and I give the men?
Well, before we do that, because we got about, like, 20 minutes to go.
Okay.
Jay Buddha Bless, give us your take on it. It says, because people aren't honest. Okay. Okay, Jay Buddha, people aren't honest. All right.
Yes.
So now, I'm going to give it to you from a male's perspective.
There you go. There you go.
You're right, Jay Buddha.
Well, that Jay was Buddha insightful.
No,
well,
no.
All right. It took a good 2 seconds.
No, because honesty is the best policy, man. Yo, you got to be honest. Let me tell you something. We joke around like crazy. I mean, Joy, when we were working up in the Bronx, your husband would be sitting back late in the car. And I'm like, Joy, is he all right? Yeah, let's hear it. He just tired. He just come home from work and he dropped me off. He used to drop you off every single day. Now, that's love right there, right? So, Jay Buddha goes laughing out loud. Yeah, that's true. But listen, listen, honesty goes a long, long way.
Yeah. You know? And people scared, though. They scared to be honest because they don't want to reveal.
Joy, no, you got to be honest. Listen, I got 3 sisters, right? And we talk open and honestly. And I asked my sister, I said, yo, sis, for a dude to get with you, what does it take? She goes, bro, let me break it down to you. That nigga could be rich, making not 6 figures, but 12 figures, let's say. Living in, you know, the house on the hill, driving the fanciest cars, can eat at the most expensive restaurant. He's just living his life up top. Up top. He's doing it. Looking good, everything. Working out, healthy, everything. She goes, fuck that nigga. I'm like, what? She goes, listen. All that's materialistic. What's going to happen if you lose that? If the person that you're dealing with can't take you from the beginning to where you made it and now you drop down again, is he or she going to be there when you get sick?
Yes, when Lord.
When you lose your job, when you come home from a bad day and had an argument with your boss or a coworker. You know what I'm saying? Is that person going to be there to comfort you? Are you going to be able to sit down at the table and have a wonderful conversation? Just all that other stuff don't mean nothing because you can lose that within, you know, matter of the wind blowing.
So yeah, it's like a blink of an eye. It's a blink of an eye. I'm living proof of that right now. Listen, right now.
She says, if a brother can make me laugh, he's already 50%, you know,
holla!
Yeah.
Holla!
She says, you can impress me. Oh, you can pay for this meal, buy me this, buy me that. But I want somebody who I can talk to. You know, when I have a problem, you can listen. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking you for your opinion. I just need you to listen because I'm having a bad day. A lot of relationships fail. You know why?
Yeah.
Because you were never friends from the beginning.
Yeah.
You was attracted to the booty, to the breast, to the hair, to the eyes, to the lips, whatever you were attracted to.
But to the penis.
Right.
To the muscles.
Yes.
To the face. Yes. To the hair. They had dreads.
Yes, but you were not attracted to the soul of the person.
Uh-huh. And then people tell you how they are in little incidents. Like, if you have a cold and you're dating someone and that person doesn't care to ask you, how you feeling? Are you feeling better? Do you need any soup or something? That's not the one for you, boo.
Exactly.
They don't care about you.
Exactly.
They don't care about you. But back to that honesty thing, if people were more honest, yes, it would be a wonderful world. But right now, there's no honesty because no one wants to take their mask off. Everyone's wearing a mask. Do you realize what we got to go up against now? We have to not only go up against other females. Now we have transgender women who are jumping into the ring with us now.
Hey.
So women, we got a little tough situation going on. We about to be extinct in a minute. They about to take us out.
Hold on. Listen to what Jay Buddha Bless says right now. Okay. Jay Buddha says, men tend not to believe in honesty because they don't want to be rejected. But for me, I respect the hustle more than more honesty versus figuring out the lie that have been told. And whatever happened to treating people how you want to be treated? Dating is just dishonest. And another laughing out loud from Jay Buddha Blast.
Well, you know what? We're going to put Jay Buddha Blast on our very first dun dun dun. The dating game with joy and luster. We about to have us a dating game, guys. I want y'all to send in your profiles. And what we going to do is we going to put y'all together on some honesty shit. We going to keep it honest. We going to call it the honesty roll call. And I want you to be honest to the core. And let us know what you really want, what you don't want. Listen, I don't want nobody with stink feet. That's just my shit. I don't like a motherfucker with stink feet. Okay?
Yo, Joy,
no stink feet and no chapped lips.
Joy,
that's all I ask.
Wait, Joy. Is your husband looking at you right now?
Nah, he's rough. That's why I'm talking shit now. Okay. He's rough. Now I can be myself.
Oh,
no, I'm just playing.
Oh,
now y'all get. Now here comes Joy Boogie. Now she's into the room.
This is crazy. Yeah. Man. This is crazy.
Yes, we gotta do a dating segment. Well, if anybody wants us to help put y'all together, let us know, and we'll help put y'all together because we're gonna keep it 100, keep it mad funky. This is Jay Boogie from the Bronx and Luster trying to get y'all together. My daughter made that shit up. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Listen. It's so cool, man, because children, that's why, you know, we do a radio show with a middle school over here in Queens. We got African-American kids, we got Latino kids, we got Indian kids, all races, and they call themselves the melting pot, you know. And when these kids hit the mic, yo, it is phenomenal, Joy.
Wow.
It's like, wow, you know, and we trying to take this Board of Ed wide, you know.
That's nice. That would be nice. So, Nunu, she swears she got a job.
Yes.
She swear she got that. She said, "Mommy, I'm not going to work with you." I said, "But you already did the promo. We don't need to do it every single time."
She got
to
be
like,
I thought I was doing it every time
you come on. I said, no, baby, we already recorded you, so you just got to press a button.
No, but listen,
like, oh, okay.
Listen, you let her speak to all her little friends and speak to their parents, and we can give them 5 or 10 minutes where they can, you know, hear Little Joy, I'll call her, get on the radio,
yeah.
You know, because we want this to be a family show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we want the family to sit down and listen to Joy and Lester and, you know, and Little Joy,
Now, when that's now, let me let y'all know we give a disclaimer now. We won't be cussing when the kids come home. Okay?
Exactly.
So that's just, we'll keep it PG for the children.
That's
but
right.
Right now, there's no children, so fucking. But anyway.
Jay Buddha Bless said she's loving the show, guys. Yo, listen, please. We
thank you.
Just pass it on, you know.
Yes.
Listen, I just want to let y'all know. I used to work with Joy up in the Bronx doing their COVID stuff. And I was telling her 2 years ago, yo, you should come on the radio with me. She goes, man.
Yes, she did.
I don't know. I said, come on. You got it. You got it. You got the personality.
Yep. He sure did. He been trying to get at me about this radio stuff for 2 years now.
Man,
and I finally was like, okay, well, I'm home now, so. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell y'all, I have to tell the audience this. I have been so, just embracing my diagnosis and my new way of life to where I can tell jokes about it, and it's not offensive. I don't take offense to anyone who has jokes because we have to have laughter to get by. So I want to give y'all this joke before I go because I think it's the funniest thing ever. So apparently I have tongue cancer. So that's what they say, right? And come to find out, do y'all know the fucking box said it gives you cancer? The fucking box said it the whole time. On the cigarettes. Can cause cancer. Go figure.
Yo, you're so stupid.
I crack myself up every time I think about it. I'm like, all this time, the goddamn box said it, and I'm just looking at it like, whatever. And now I got goddamn.
Yeah, listen, now you see, now since you had to bring that up, right? You know there's a fight within the African American community or community of color where they're trying to take menthol cigarettes out of the hood.
They need right? to.
Okay.
They need to.
So, but you know there's people fighting against that. And
why?
People should embrace it because I'm not saying fight for it. They should just let it go because that's what's killing us.
Yeah.
Okay. And if cigarettes leave the communities of color, they're going to go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go out of business. You know, and it's
yeah.
and it's the menthol that they're targeting. Just get rid of all cigarettes. They say, oh, but that's going to bring back the black market. Everything is on the black market right now.
Everything right now is on black market. Please, we even get to talk about the real weed stuff at the smoke shops.
Yo, listen. I'm glad you brought up weed. I'm not a weed expert. I smoke weed, you know. Back then, I don't smoke it now. Cause, you know,
so I can tell you a little something. What are we talking about? What you want to know?
This new weed that they're coming out, right? This new, all these
synthetic stuff.
Cannabis stores. Stop smoking that shit.
Yep, that's not real.
That's not
it's
real
not
weed.
Real.
It's all chemically produced. Yeah, they're yep. growing it out of the ground, but they're mm-hmm. infusing it with something else. Since when does weed smell like fucking pineapple?
Exactly.
And oranges and grapes.
Now, hold on now, because remember back in the day now, you used to get you a good patch of regular, that was some greeny green, but then you got you some hydro, you can smell the difference.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
now,
real
this new
weed.
Stuff with the pineapple scent and all that stuff.
That's garbage.
Yes. To the kids, they can sell that too. An old weed head ain't buying that shit because we already know that that's chemically made and that's not real stuff. But you get you some good, what's that called, sativa? Woo, baby.
Listen.
Now we can talk.
Go back to the Rastafarians and smoke what they smoke. Okay?
Well, they don't smoke with nobody, so I got to get my own.
No. I'm saying buy it from them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because most of us don't smoke with nobody. They smoke out of chalice.
Listen, this new stuff is killing our kids. Kids are
hallucinating.
They're throwing up. They got body issues now.
And fentanyl is killing them, too.
Yeah, they don't know what they're mixing this stuff with.
Fentanyl is killing them, too. Yeah, we got to get them off the fentanyl. I'm trying to get a patch. Now, could y'all please leave the fentanyl patches for the cancer people, please? I can't get a good fentanyl patch to save my soul.
Well,
all the fentanyl's on the street.
Everybody,
the pharmacy can't get it.
Exactly. Grabbing
it. They jacking the vans.
You know, holding on to the freaking wall and talking to the garbage can. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, we got to save our babies. And another thing I would like to bring up that we're going to bring down as a topic for us to talk about is, I want to talk about education.
Oh.
Why does my son not get taught how to write, besides me teaching him, how to write cursive? Since when they took cursive out of school?
They took a lot of stuff out of school. And you know what, Joy? We're going to do some real stuff on education, because that's how I got into this radio stuff from being a
PTA
president.
Yes.
Yo, I went to so many schools in my neighborhood in Queens. Read. And everybody turned me down.
You see that?
Only one principal from IS-109, okay, gave me the shot.
Okay? Wow.
And that's how I got the radio station in the school. And it's all done for free. Okay.
For free. Exactly. That's right. Why I understand why they would turn you down like that. It's just for free.
Because a lot of our people of color who rise up into the Board of Ed, who's always preaching, our kids need this and our kids need that. Here we come. And I got teachers behind me. Oh, no, we can't do that. The Board of Ed says, you know what? Screw the Board of Ed. Okay, because I go to the white community and everything that they tell us no, the white community say, oh, really? My child's in this school? We're going to do it. They just do it. They got a strong PTA. They go bully their elected officials in their community and they get it passed. Okay, and they get it passed. And it's a bunch of crap about, oh, we can't have vending machines in the school because our kids need healthy snacks. Man, I'm dying to interview Eric Adams. I'm going to say, man, are you blind?
Exactly. You can put fresh stuff in there, too. You can put different things.
It's a vending
machine. It's a vending machine.
Listen, it's a bunch of crap, Joy. Every kid that goes to any public school is stopping at the grocery store and buying their chips and cookies and candies and gum and stuffing it in their bag. Come on, man. And listen, I'm not, you know, knocking it. Yes, our kids need healthy stuff. But come on now. I did it. I'm going to assume that you did it.
We all go to
McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Popeyes.
My baby got Chick-fil-A. At the corner of his store.
All that's processed food. It's all processed. Come on, man. Let's get back to the basics. Let's put the cooks back in the school and start cooking food like they used to when me and you were.
How about that? My grandmother was a cook at my school.
Yo,
back in the day. Yes, my grandma was a cook at my daycare. My kindergarten class.
Okay.
She was a cook in there.
Who didn't love that one little lady who made the best fried chicken on Friday?
Oh my God.
Doubled down with the potato puffs. That's all smashed up.
Mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese.
From scratch.
What about that?
Yeah, it's starchy, it's cheesy, but come on, man. Please.
But you can also give the kids options and give them a menu and give them choices.
Don't give them that
They
crap.
Have so much stuff that they can do that they just not doing.
Listen.
Because we are not, like, it's a lot of us that talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. And I have been one of those parents that was before. Now that I have the time, see, a lot of us, I got to speak up for the working moms who, yes, they got two jobs and they barely just get into the house and make sure the kids can have some dinner.
Right.
I understand it. That's why you have to give them choices so that they can be full by the time they get home. There's a school in New Jersey. The principal keeps the school open until 11 o'clock from 6 to 11 for those children who are home by themselves.
There's one in Brooklyn that does it. Stay open until 10 o'clock at night.
Yes, and they feed the kids dinner.
Yes, they do.
And they have a hold on. They even have a washing machine and dryer for the children to wash their clothes.
Listen, Joy, It can be done, okay?
That's all you got to do is open your mouth.
All the principals got to do is buck the system and say, you know what? These kids need it. If parents get home at 6 and 7 o'clock, why have them at home to becoming a victim to the streets?
Yes, exactly.
They can stay in school and be learned.
Or not. And, exactly. And they can be doing their homework, and they got the gymnasium open. They can exercise, and they can do some laundry if their clothes are dirty, because the kid's not going to school because they smell it. They don't smell good. Their clothes, they ain't get a chance. Listen, I know how it is to have one income in the household, and you got to wait 2 weeks to go wash the clothes because you don't have $100 to wash all four people's clothes in the house.
They could be on the radio with us cracking it up, man. We could do a kid show, man.
Yes, I come, y'all. They could tell us their corniest jokes.
Please.
Give us the tea, what's going on in the locker room. What happened?
Yeah, tell us who
did what to who today.
Yeah, that's right.
And who's being a bully so we can put them on blast. We're going to blast the bullies.
That's right.
Put all the bullies on blast. We don't play that bullying crap over here. Because everybody is equal and we all do the same thing. Whether you, whatever, I'm not even going to say pink, white, or purple, because there is no one person that's purple or pink. So let's stop using those words. Black, white, Asian, Jamaican, Indian, whatever. We are all one big umbrella. And that's what we got to keep it. So all that bullying stuff goes out the window. But we had a wonderful show today, did we not?
It was fun.
I had so much fun. I wish we could do it longer. We got to see about doing it longer because this was fun.
Yeah.
Once we start to get people to call and talk with us, we'll have even more people to crack up with us. That'll be even better.
Jay Buddha Bless, baby. Jay Buddha Bless.
Yes, she's our first person to come on for our dating show.
Yeah.
We're going to put her on first. Whoever that is, we got to find them and tell them to put up their stuff so we can help them out. Matter of fact, no, we're not even going to put no pictures.
Nope.
That's the beauty of it. We're doing honesty.
That's right.
We're just going to do honest what you want and what you don't want. Like I said, I don't want stink feet. You don't want stink feet? Put that. You don't want chapped lips? Put that. You don't want nobody that got flagellant problems? Put that.
Oh, man.
Okay, put that. No stink underarm? Put that.
There you go. No bushy eyebrows.
No bushy eyebrows and no cum catchers. Do you know that eyelashes, the fake ones, was called cum catchers by an English freaking prostitute?
There you go.
She named the damn eyelashes cum catchers because she put on eyelashes to stop the freaking boom, boom, boom in her eye.
There you go.
Holy shit. Who would have thought?
We got a whole lot to talk about. So, until next week.
Are we going to leave the show on cum catchers, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Come catch it if you can.
Come catch it next week on Thursday, 6 p.m.
Oh,
Jay
man.
Boogie from the Bronx in Leicester.
Here we go.
Thank you, guys.
All
love
right.
you.
Take it easy. Jay
Boogie from the Bronx. Jay Boogie from the Bronx and Leicester. Period.